Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have a lot to get to today, but we're going to hit the ground running. Weather's starting to change. It's getting cold, and we are seeing a lot of cold, flu, COVID. So joining us today is Dr. John Stutz, here to give us advice during this cold, cough, and flu season. He's a practicing physician for 3 decades, is a pediatric medical director at Abbott Global Healthcare Company. Dr. Stutz, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, it's my pleasure to be with you.
We are grateful you're here. So, you know, weather's getting nippy. We're getting to a cold front. People always ask, why does the cold make us sick? We talk about it, but I'd love your take on this.
Yeah, so as a physician and an avid medical director, I can tell your listeners that respiratory illnesses are more common during the colder months, and probably for a couple of reasons. The first is the immune system is somewhat less effective at those colder temperatures. And secondly, because during the time of cold weather, we gather indoors. So if family and friends are indoors around one another, it's easier to share those germs that lead to illness.
So true. And, you know, parents are kind of nervous because, you know, kids have been back to school. They got Halloween parties. They're going to be running around tonight. What are some recommendations you have for people to avoid getting sick during this very common, you know, cough, cold season?
Great question. So I cannot stress enough the power of prevention. So I'll share 4 tips for trying to prevent getting sick. So the first is washing your hands frequently with soap and water. Number 2 would be keeping those hands away from our mouths, our nose, our eyes, because those are ways in which germs can enter our bodies and cause us to get sick. Number 3, sanitizing our home and our workplace. So toys, door handles, surfaces, they are going to harbor germs. And so if we sanitize them, it can help reduce our chances of illness. And number 4, and maybe the most important, is talking to kids about the virus season and the cold and flu season and showing them and practicing with them how to wash their hands properly so it reduces their chances of getting sick, because as soon as your kids get sick, who's sick next? You and the rest of the family, of course.
So true. And, you know, another thing, too, Dr. Stutz, that I deal with a lot, and you, too, is the diarrhea, vomiting, dehydration, the fevers. So my go-to is Pedialyte. I mean, I push hydration, hydration, hydration. Talk to us about how important it is to make sure you're hydrated.
And that means you are recommending really well, Dr. Dahlia. The fever, the vomiting, the diarrhea that can go along with cold and flu, it drains our bodies of fluids and also electrolytes. So it's really critical to replenish to help your body fight that illness and to feel better faster. And really what you rehydrate with matters. Water's great, but it's really not enough. We need those electrolytes, which are those special minerals like sodium, chloride, and potassium. And that's the reason I recommend Pedialyte to my patients as well. It's scientifically formulated with those 3 main electrolytes that we lose when we're sick. And I really like using the Pedialyte Advanced Care Plus because It's coming in ready to drink. It's coming in the powder sachets that you can carry with you. They're portable.
Mm-hmm.
And then for kids, there's the Pedialyte freezer pops. And let's be honest, it's not just about kids. Adults mm-hmm. can use the freezer pops as well. They're soothing to your throat. But what are they doing? The kids think they're getting a treat. But what you're mm-hmm. really doing is giving them the fluids as well as those electrolytes that they need to feel better faster.
So true. Dr. John Stutz, we love that you were able to come on being so busy. Can you give us what other information would you like to share?
Well, I would say, you know, we've talked some about kids. Kids can be difficult in their ability to vocalize how they're feeling. So if you're seeing irritability, you're seeing fatigue, headache, and you know your kids, if they're just off to you, then do a hydration check. Ask them when the last time they had something to drink. Ask them when the last time they had something to eat. When's the last time they went to the bathroom? Because mm-hmm. decreased urination is a telltale sign for dehydration.
So true. Where can my listeners go for more information?
Well, I hope everyone has a really happy and healthy holiday season first. And don't forget the power of prevention. And for more information, a great resource is Pedialyte.com.
Dr. John Stutz, we can't wait to have you back. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you.
My pleasure, and thank you.
1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So signs of dehydration, even in an adult, is headache, is you're starting to kind of feel dry. You're not making the saliva you need. You could actually feel hungry when you're dehydrated. And so with the kid, it's tricky because they may not speak to it. So if your kid is crying and whiny, but you don't see tears, that could be a sign of dehydration. You could always check their tongue. If it's not glossy and wet looking, that could be a sign of dehydration. And it's really, really tough when you're dealing with a sick kid to monitor how often they go pee-pee. But that's something you need to do. And I know it's difficult. You know, I mean, when I told my kids, did you pee or no? Yeah, they're like, they don't even remember. So you need to monitor that. And if you've noticed they've gone hours without urinating, that's a sign of dehydration. And so, you know, many parents are also kind of afraid to have their child drink and then throw up. That's why I kind of like the ice chips or the, well, not for kids, but like the Pedialyte popsicles, things like that, ice chips for adults, so that you don't feel like you're going to hit that gag reflex. The 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So most of you know I live in Nevada, and one of our senators has been threatened. And this guy is a real piece of work. And she's a Jewish senator, Senator Jackie Rosen, and apparently a man has been charged with not only anti-Semitic rants, but threats of assault, kidnapping, murder, threatening to go after her family, and spewing anti-Semitism as the motive. And his anti-Semitism, who has been arrested, is a John Anthony Miller, being charged with threatening to assault, kidnap, and murder, and or murder, Jewish U.S. Senator Jackie Rosen. He's 43 years old. He has left, I guess, allegedly a slew of anti-Semitic voicemails. He showed up at the Las Vegas courthouse trying to see her. He was arrested on Thursday, and then he appeared in federal court today, charged with threatening of federal officials. Now, he had said certain things that I cannot repeat on air, but in one of his voicemails, I'll try to keep it clean, he says she lets her own family members kill these Palestinians in the West Bank, the Christians in the West Bank. Senator, I'm sorry to say, he said, but you know, you're a piece of blank, and you're going to burn in blanking hell for your blanking crimes. And then I guess he was running around along Las Vegas Boulevard saying he wants to kill every last Israeli terror blanking ist. And anyway, this guy obviously was losing it. And so one thing I just want to comment on, all right, and Senator Jack Rosen, she's a tough cookie. You know, I think if I have a statement from her, it's she has full faith in our U.S. Attorney, Department of Justice, that they are going to take care of the situation. But allegedly, he threatened her family. He threatened her. So, you know, I'm Jewish, and I love, you know, all the faiths, having so many Catholic friends, LDS friends, Muslim friends, Buddhist, Hindu. I appreciate all religions, and I appreciate the interweaving that we all have of loving thy neighbor and accepting people and, you know, including God, you know, in your thoughts and in your prayers and et cetera. And so when I hear that people are now, and I've seen anti-Semitism, you've seen it. I don't like to play the anti-Semitism card. I don't like to bring it up because nobody cares, nobody listens. But this is one of the times where I think now the world is seeing what a lot of us Jews see. And I think people have been looking for a reason to spew their hate. And because they see these protests and they see what's going on in Israel and they're forgetting about the hostages and the attacks and the babies beheading, they are using this as a venue to be able to air some long swallowed up hatred they've had. And I got to tell you, I can't speak for all Jews, but I don't fear the anti-Semitic idiot that is yelling and screaming and threatening. That's not what scares me. What scares me and has always scared me is the non-Jews letting murder happen to their Jewish neighbors. Okay, I understand a lot of Christianity, Catholicism, LDS, Quran. Loving thy neighbor means being there for your community, being there for your neighbor. And I get, during Hitler's regime, if you helped a Jew, you were slaughtered. I understand the position people were in, and I am so grateful for the miracles of those non-Jews that helped Jews evade capture and death and rape and beheading and all the other experiments and all the other bad things Hitler's regime had done. But here we are today, and what bothers me is not these idiots, these single idiots. What bothers me is how people think it is okay to hate. They think it is okay what Hamas did just 2 weeks ago. That's what scares me. I mean, I have guns. You want to come after me? You want to come after my family? I'll head you off the pass. I have no problem. I have lived my life, the daughter of Holocaust survivors and granddaughter of survivors. I mean, this is, and then great-great-granddaughter of pogrom survivors. We have known in our family that at any time somebody could decide to hate us, you know, for some stupid reason, as the way we pray to God. I understand, and you see all around the world, people are like, ah, okay, now I get to be anti-Semitic in public, finally, and people are getting their itch scratched right now. But what scares me is when you hear people say, "Well, it was in a vacuum. What Hamas did was deserved," and that's what scares me, because I, as a doctor, and I, as a human, and I, as a mom, keep having the naive assumption that people know right from wrong. I mean, the average sane person, is saying right now about the Hamas-Israel war, we don't want any innocent deaths. We're all in agreement. We don't want Hamas coming in and attacking, which they've done multiple times before, but this was one of their largest attacks. We don't want innocent Palestinians dying. We don't want any child, any innocent person to be hurt. That is the normal ethical thinking. But instead, people who have always wanted to hate, and you know, I told you guys, one in three people could have a mental illness. And if they are spewing hate and death, you know, it's in them to want to see death and want to see this. And I told you, the Palestinian conflict could be, what's going on right now with Hamas and Israel could be easily solved. Those in Gaza should turn over Hamas and get new leadership and help get the hostages back. Israel has lived with Palestinians and Muslims and Jordanians and Syrians and Egyptians in peace for long. But Hamas attacked them. And if Hamas is leading Gaza, Hamas needs to go. And then the Palestinians in Gaza have leaders that are not barbarian terrorists, that are not putting them in harm's way. If I lived in Gaza, I would not want Hamas ruling me because they're putting me in harm's way. And so when you see what happened to our a Nevada senator, it shows, and you don't really see the outrage, you don't see people really talking about it. I mean, really, how you pray, who you pray to? I mean, how many Catholics and Christians also celebrate the Jewish holidays because they have family members who are Jewish? Trump has family members who are Jewish. Clinton has family members who are Jewish. So when you see somebody spewing hate and you're like, oh, whew, it's not me. I'm good because I'm not Jewish. These people are flipping insane. They don't care if you're friends with somebody, if you wore a kippah when you went to a wedding. They're going to include you too. And did Hitler just kill Jews? No, he also killed 6 million Christians and homosexuals and gypsies. The problem is the naivety continues and it comes back and back and back where people are like, oh, whew, I'm in the clear. It's not me. I'm Jewish. I'm not Jewish. I'm good. No, you're not. Because if there's an idiot out there that wants to murder somebody based on their faith, they're also going to murder you. You're not in the clear. Do you think if this suspect was able to get into Senator Jackie Rosen's office, he would have selectively minimized casualties and crossfire? No. When somebody wants to murder somebody, they don't give a damn who the receptionist is, who the clerk is, who the cop is. If somebody wants to kill somebody who's black, they'll kill you too. If somebody wants to kill somebody who's Hispanic, they'll kill you too. They don't have the logic or ethics to discern that killing somebody is bad. And you think they're going to stop based on a technicality? It's ridiculous. Most families right now are mixed. They have Catholics in their family. They have mixed race. So, you know, while, for those of you that are kind of watching this on the sidelines, you know, I don't think you're not involved. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. A judge has ordered federal agents to stop cutting razor wire at the U.S.-Mexico border. Last night, a U.S. district judge granted a temporary restraining order banning the federal government from handling the wire installed in Eagle Pass, Texas. Pharmacy employees at CVS and Walgreens stores are beginning a walkout to demand better working conditions and hire more people. Last week, Ford and the UAW reached a labor deal. Over the weekend, it was Stellantis that worked a deal. And now GM, the final large automaker, coming to terms with the UAW. Mask mandates on commercial flights for COVID-19 are likely to become a thing of the past. The Senate approving an amendment to a spending bill prohibiting the use of federal funds to enforce face covering mandates on airlines, trains, and buses. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, guys. This is one of my favorite holidays, Halloween. I love Halloween. I think Halloween is so much fun. I'm all dressed up Halloween. Woo! I love Halloween. Pretty spooky shirt. Hope I'm not scaring anybody with my spooky shirt. It is a great, great holiday. Sadly, we doctors are aware that this is also one of the most dangerous holidays for kids. Kids who have never been allowed to cross the street without holding mommy or daddy's hand now get to ziggity-zag up and down the neighborhood in the street being so free. We've taught kids to not ask people for food, go up to strangers, and kids now get to go up to a complete stranger and ask for candy. We've also told kids not to threaten other people, especially adults. And kids get to, on this one night of the year, threaten everybody with trick-or-treat. They love it. They get to be little demons. I love it. I think it's fun. And the parents love it because they get to go trick-or-drinking. They walk around with a cup of trick-or-drink. Somebody pours a little drink. Trick-or-drink. All right. We got to go talk about the safety of it. And things are a little different now because cars are getting quieter. These electric vehicles are very quiet. So before you could hear the, you know, or you could hear the muffler, you could hear something with the car. These electric vehicles are silent. Then your mama sneaking up on you ready to whip your butt. I mean, it's a concern. Because, you know, we have a pretty acute hearing and we're used to cars. Now, these kids might not know an electric vehicle is coming around the corner. So you have to be aware. And if you do have an electric vehicle, keep in mind, you're not making noise. Now, I drive a used Corvette. That sucker is vibrating and vrooming, and it's not to mention my music is, you know, going on. So I think everybody can hear me coming from a mile away. Or I'm, you know, yelling at my husband about something so people can hear me. But the average person's in their car quiet, or they're listening to an audiobook. So keep that in mind. We're being told that 160,000 injuries occur on this day every year, if not more. Halloween is the deadliest for pediatric pedestrians. National Safety Council has said there's an average of 7,300, that was as of last year, deaths per year, or fatalities, on Halloween alone. Now, thousands have petitioned the White House to move Halloween officially to the last Saturday of October. And I'm mixed on that because October 31st is October 31st. But I got to tell you, for those of you who live in areas where it starts to get dark around rush hour, these people who are racing home to get home to take their kid trick-or-treating because the kids are like, you know, you can't go leave until daddy comes home. Hurry, dad, hurry, dad. Dad feels the pressure to get home. It could, you know, be dangerous. The other thing, too, is what today's Tuesday. So for those of us that are going out for Halloween, we got to get up early. It's a school night. Yeah, you know, I have to work tomorrow. And so I get why there's this push to try to move Halloween. You know, Nevada Day is supposed to be October 31st, but they changed it to a Friday night so that we could get a three-day weekend. They changed it to a Friday. So I don't know. I don't know if I'm in love with that idea, but I definitely can understand the logic behind it. So what can you do to make sure your kid is safe? Well, first, make sure they could see. You know, my boys wanted Nazgul masks when they were younger because we're big Lord of the Rings fans. And a Nazgul mask with the, I'm like, no, because you won't be able to see. Like, we don't need to see, Mom. We want to look cool. I'm like, you need to flip and see. So I would avoid a lot of these masks that avoid them from seeing. Now, I understand they're already distracted. You need to watch for them, but you're not going to be able to watch them, you know, every second of the night. They suggest non-toxic makeup that you could test a few days before. There's a lot of makeup kids could wear. I'm not a big fan of putting stuff like that on kids' faces, but if they really want to be dressed up, I'd rather they wear the non-toxic makeup than a mask. Be careful with these long-robed, these long-themed costumes. These kids will step on it, they'll fall, and if they're in the middle of the street, God knows what could happen. So try to avoid long costumes. Make sure their costumes are bright colored. Now, again, this is kind of hard because, you know, kids want to be Batman, or they want to be, like my kids, Nazgul. Or they want to be the spider from Lord of the Rings. Or they want to be, you know, I get it. You don't want to wear, you know, Bozo the Clown type colors. I get that. However, then stick a, get those break fluorescent sticks and have them wear a belt. Gosh, Mom, I look stupid. Oh, I did. I would tie it to the back where they wouldn't see it so at least people know that there's a kid running around. Make sure, for the love of God, all costumes and hats are flame resistant. All right? There are people that love the jack-o'-lantern festivities. And there are some people in my neighborhood where, dang, they look amazing. But a true jack-o'-lantern has fire. And if your kid has a long costume or falls or whatever, they could get caught on fire. Wasn't there a house? I need to look this up. Wasn't there a house where the fire department was called because the neighbors thought the house was on fire? But it was they had a light and a fan on the sheet, so it looked like flames, and they had really, really good decorations. So the house looked like it was on fire, but it wasn't, but the whole neighborhood freaked out. All right. Avoid costume contact lenses. This is a bad, bad idea. People want to have eyes. I don't want to date myself, but, you know, remember, was it Bill Bixby and the Incredible Hulk eyes, things like that? All right. You know, people like to, so they can wear contacts to change your eyes. Don't be doing that. These things are not medical grade. The next day, I can't tell you how many times I get corneal abrasion calls or eye irritation or red eyes. Don't go there. Use the sidewalk. And I know the kids are going to be like, no, Mom, I got to cross the street. What I would recommend they do is, one, have them trick-or-treat with their friends. I'm noticing now you'll get big, huge groups. So trick-or-treat in a big group, a big flock. And go down one sidewalk and then cross. I know kids will see their buddy and they'll want to zigzag to each house because they love crossing the street. Like, we're free tonight. I get that, but try to keep them on one side. Parents, don't drink. I understand that there's a lot of adults that are out there during the festivities having some wine, and you come up with your cup, they give you wine. By the third house, you could be sloshed. Try not to drink. Actually, if you're going to be supervising your kids, just know. You have got to be aware. Also, remember, we still live in 2023, where there are some pretty, pretty bad people that love to kidnap. The pedophiles and these kidnapping lunatics, they plan for Halloween. Don't think, oh, they're not going to do it because it's Halloween. That wouldn't be cool. Anybody who's going to kidnap is not cool. They're not thinking about what's cool. They're thinking about, how can I grab an aberrant kid? And they could be in a costume. They could have a van. Don't let any kids go near vans. Watch your kids. I'm telling you right now, tonight could be horrible for kidnapping. There will be drunk drivers. A lot of people out there trick-or-drinking. There's Halloween parties. I know it's a weeknight, but a lot of people aren't working or they're working remote, so they'll get to sleep in. So keep in mind, there's going to be people who are going to be drinking. Do not enter a stranger's home. I always have to pee. And my kids would see me walk into a stranger's home to go pee. Bad, bad, bad. Try to go pee beforehand. If you have a neighborhood where it's going to be really, really busy, try to have a porta potty out there. But don't let kids get into the habit of going into people's homes to go potty. No. All right? Do not let them eat the candy until you inspect it. Remember the 80s with those sickos who were putting razor blades? Check the candy. Stay in a group, follow the children, and carry walkie-talkies. I think walkie-talkies are fantastic so they can hear you and you can be able to still talk to the other parent. 1-877-DOT-VALLEY. Happy Halloween.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, the Dr. Dahlia Show isn't just a health show, as you guys have known. Right? If I sat here and said, you guys need to watch your cholesterol, how many of you would still listen? You need to eat a balanced diet. Right? That doesn't work. All right? To me, but there's one degree of separation. Everything's related to health. And one of the reasons why I talk about a lot of topics and I make the topics relatable is because a lot of things fall on deaf ears. And my ears are deaf, too. When people say cancer cases are up, okay, next news story. Cancer cases are rising in young people. Yep, that's horrible. Next story. are inundated with so many facts and also misinformation out there and, you know, BS, and what was accused of misinformation was actually true, and then what they said was the truth was misinformation. So many of us start to go, you know what, I'm just going to listen to whatever interests me. And how many times have you guys heard that young people are getting cancer? You've probably heard it about 1,000 times since the pandemic. Well, I'm here to kind of talk about what we might need to do to stop that and why we might need to get people to listen, because it is falling on deaf ears. Florida has released their data, and they have cancer rates rising among people in their 20s and 30s. 20s and 30s. Kids are getting cancer. Figures from the Florida, well, kids. To me, somebody who's 25 is a kid. These Gen Zs and young millennials. Figures from the Florida Cancer Connect Collaborative show rates for all cancer diagnoses jumped 15% among people in their 20s and 30s between 2010 and 2020. Three times faster than the national average. Now, one thing that I've always said is a big problem we have in America is we're not getting the sun like a lot of other countries near the equator. And Northern European, North America, our lack of sun and vitamin D could be contributing to our cancers. All right. And I think that's a solid component. But this is flipping Florida. Florida, one of the sunniest states out there, and their cancer rates are rising. Rates rose faster in women than men. Doctors are warning patients were being diagnosed at later stages when their disease was more advanced and harder to treat, because the average young adult does not think they have cancer. So is it our antibiotic use? Is it our diet? Is it the fact that young people are sitting all the time? Not to scare people, but is it our Wi-Fi? Is it the radiation from our phones? We don't know why. Now, this is just data from Florida. I don't have data all over the place or all over the country. But get this, breast cancer was the most common among younger adults and the leading cause of death from cancer. Colon cancer and leukemia were also among cancers rising fastest. So, why are these cases rising? So, breast cancer. What could put you at risk of breast cancer? Well, obesity. We do have a much heavier, younger generation. But we're going to have to open our mind, and I'm not saying this is what's going on, but we might have to open our mind to what might be happening now in the generation that didn't happen before. So one thing, what is one thing a lot of young women do if we're looking at breast cancer in women? Well, they're on birth control. I started birth control a little later. I actually started it after I was assaulted, and I'm like, I better, you know, God forbid, you know, anything happens, make sure I'm, you know, okay. But people are on birth control before their periods even normalize. I've seen 10, 11-year-old old girls on birth control. Could that be a factor? I'm just looking at what's different today than in the past. Isn't that a lot of kids are stopping their period? There's a lot, when I, you know, have a patient come in, call in, mom's on the phone, dad's on the phone, and I'll go, you know, when was your child's last period? Oh, she doesn't get them. I go, she hasn't started a period yet? Oh, no, 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 we stop them with birth control so she never has to get a period. Okay. Right now, the studies have shown that's safe, but what if it's not? What if not having that cycle is possibly triggering something? Who knows? I'm not saying that's what it is, but these are things we need to look at. In the olden days, you had babies younger. I think my mom was 18 when she had my sister. I got to do the math. Me, I didn't have my kids till I was 28 and 30. Having a baby is protective against breast cancer. I'm not saying 20-year-olds should be having babies, but that might be something different. That might be a reason. Breastfeeding is protective against breast cancer. Now, up until the breast formula, baby formula shortage, breastfeeding was probably at its least in popularity. And now it's starting to get more popular again because parents are like, I got to make sure I can feed my kid if there's another formula shortage. But breastfeeding is protective. Okay, now what about colon cancer? Again, diet, as I've said, I think diet is a big part of it. We eat a lot of fake food with preservatives and crap and all sorts of stuff. But there's something else that we need to bring up. Okay? The younger generation is a little bit more open to sex with other orifices. And HPV is a culprit in rectal cancer, anal cancer. Now, it could also be coming from the vagina, too, and traveling. But is anybody doing a study on individuals, younger individuals that are getting this type of cancer and sexual preferences, practices? There could be a relationship to that. HPV, we know, is oncogenic. It causes cervical cancer, causes anal cancer, rectal cancer, penile cancer. We have vaccines for HPV, but not everybody gets it. Is it that we are sitting and sitting and sitting and surfing and sitting and surfing and sitting? Rather than people being out on a Saturday night, they're home watching Netflix. Is it that we're not exercising, we're not standing? We really need to figure this out. Because not only are these kids getting cancer, but so are adults. Well, I mean, we're all adults, but us older folk. Gen X and baby boomers. So that makes me nervous. So what we need to do is we need to tell kids that, you know, and teenagers and adults that you could be at risk for old person cancer. Because they think any of us 40 and above are old. And if you feel a lump or something doesn't look right, always check yourself. Right? That could be, get it checked out, that could be cancer. If you're bleeding rectally, you know how many young adults tell me they're having blood in their stool? Young kids should not have blood in their stool. Oh, I think I have a hemorrhoid. Okay, you could have a hemorrhoid. A hemorrhoid could cause blood. But why do you have that hemorrhoid? Is it because you have a mass above it, higher up, such that you have to push harder to push the poop out because you have a mass? I can't say for sure that you have a hemorrhoid, that the bleeding's from the hemorrhoid. So we need to do a much better job educating everybody on cancer risks and signs. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.